From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The International Criminal Court has said it will start to focus on crimes linked to environmental destruction, the illegal exploitation of natural resources, and unlawful dispossession of land. The UN-backed court, which sits in The Hague, has mostly ruled on cases of genocide and war crimes since it was set up in 2002. Now, in a move widely hailed by land rights activists, the court said Thursday, environmental destruction and land grabs could lead to governments and individuals being prosecuted for crimes against humanity. A powerful bomb went off Friday in a crowded mosque in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 13 and wounding many more, local authorities confirmed. The deadly attack happened in a region called Mohmand Agency, a semi-autonomous tribal district along the Afghan border, where Pakistani security forces have frequently conducted counter-terrorism operations. There have been no immediate claims of responsibility. A group of British lawmakers has strongly criticized the intervention by Britain and France in 2011 that led to the ouster of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. The report from the British Parliament's Foreign Affairs Select Committee said that a lack of planning for the aftermath meant that Libya quickly descended into chaos, with rival militias battling for power and the terror group Islamic State gaining an increasing foothold in the country. In Washington, the State Department echoed that power vacuum facilitated the disorder that followed the fall of Gaddafi. State Department spokesman Mark Toner said that not enough was done to secure Libya and to help the new government stand on its feet. This is VOA. U.S. lawmakers met Thursday with Myanmar's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, and expressed mixed reaction to President Barack Obama's intention to lift economic sanctions on her country. Aung San Suu Kyi held separate talks with prominent members of the House and Senate. Sanctions played prominently in those discussions, according to several lawmakers who spoke with VOA afterwards.
The message was clear that Burma is a different country today than it was when those sanctions were imposed, and the president's taken action to ease those sanctions.
That's Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee. Cardin stressed that America's attention is still needed in Myanmar, but that U.S. influence can be exerted more with carrots than with sticks. Not everyone is in agreement that lifting sanctions is the right thing to do.
I think the president acted unilaterally in a way that was unfortunate, but we'll continue to see what happens going forward.
That's Senator Cory Gardner, chairman of the Subcommittee on East Asia and Pacific. At the White House Wednesday, Obama cited Myanmar's remarkable social and political transformation as he signaled his administration's readiness to lift sanctions. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton is back on the campaign trail after a bout of pneumonia forced her to rest for a few days. On Thursday, she spent a day wooing voters in North Carolina, while her Republican rival Donald Trump focused on the economy in his speech in New York. Zlatica Hoch filed this report.
Speaking at the Economic Club of New York Thursday, Trump said his team has a plan to create 25 million new jobs and an average economic growth of 3.5%. Trump was especially critical of foreign trade pacts.
After China joined the World Trade Organization, our average growth rate has been reduced to only 2%. Predatory trade practices, product dumping, currency manipulation, which is a big one, and intellectual property theft have taken millions of jobs and trillions of dollars in wealth right out of our country.
In her first campaign speech after a health break, Clinton showed her softer side.
I want to give our kids a safer world. To me, that means a world with strong allies, more friends, fewer enemies, and fewer nuclear weapons.
That's VOA's Zlatica Hoch reporting. A Swedish appeals court has upheld an arrest warrant for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on rape allegations. The court decision clears the way for Assange to be questioned in London next month. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.